Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. God's word for us on this day of resurrection comes from the 16th chapter of Mark. Again, we hear very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb, and they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here." This is God's word. As you just heard from Mark's gospel, the stone in front of Jesus' tomb was very large. And in the original language, the word for large is mega. So the description of the stone is not just mega, but very mega. So imagine the sound when it got rolling down the track and then slammed to a stop in front of the tomb's opening. With something that heavy, there's just a dead weight thud that you feel as much as you hear. When that stone went thud, it was there to stay. Or so it seemed. Now, if you're like me, when you imagine that scene, or as the picture that you're looking at suggests, you imagined it from the outside. But imagine what it was like from the inside. You'd hear the stone grinding against the face of the hill and the rocks. Slowly the entrance and the light disappears, and then comes the thud. Pitch darkness in the tomb. Silence surrounds you. Life is over, with all of its enjoyable moments. One such enjoyable moment could have been when Jesus ate a meal with his disciples. Imagine the laughter, the camaraderie, the chatter around the table, the sounds of food being dished out on plates, utensils being used, glasses being filled. The sounds of eating together and talking had to be some of the most comfortable sounds associated with Jesus. But all that came to an end with a thud. The tomb slams shut. Everything stops. His disciples run for their lives. Two men, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, have risked their reputations to bury Jesus. Some of the women watched it all unfold, and they know Jesus' body is covered in darkness and surrounded in silence. He's dead. The thud was a sickening exclamation point. Very early on Sunday, there's the sound of feet approaching the tomb, the sound of hushed conversation. Women have brought spices. They want to treat Jesus' body with them to cover the odor of death. The whispering becomes a bit more pronounced as they realize they have no plan to deal with the stone. But when they get there, to the stunned silence of everyone, it's taken care of. The stone has been pushed away. It presumably rumbled back up the track that it was sitting in. The women are amazed and afraid. An angel is there waiting for them. Imagine that they hear the voice of an angel of God telling them Jesus has risen. His body is not there because he has gotten up, and gone to meet with his disciples, just as he predicted, the women hear words that will echo in their souls for the rest of their lives. He is risen. You will see him. It's just as he told you. Can you hear it? The sound it makes? Each load of dirt goes thud, thud, thud. Then, when the grave is filled up and the dirt's padded down, there comes a stone. Some markers are big, others not so much, but you know what sound it makes when it's put in front of the grave? Thud. And then everybody leaves. And it's just silent. Darkness surrounding a body. Grief is so painful. Someone sits down to eat at the table in an empty chair, stares back, no sound of laughter, plate still in the cupboard, utensil sitting in the drawer, glasses on the shelf. Someone is missing. A voice has disappeared. Whose gravestone is it? Someone you love? Your own? That stone looms large. Too large for us to do anything about it. But not for Jesus. The very mega stone could not keep him in his tomb. He's alive. And the day is coming when he will return in power, the silence will be shattered, the darkness undone. He will come to your grave and the graves of all who have followed him. The gravestone, a tiny crumb, flick, and away it goes. Same for the dirt. And out we come. Bodies alive once again, hands and feet that will hug and dance, eyes to see the beauty of God's new creation, ears to hear music that'll make our Easter singing seem like a whisper by comparison. We'll be surrounded by those who love Jesus. We'll be laughing and talking. It'll be a noisy celebration. All because Jesus is alive and larger than the very mega stone. When you hear the message, he is risen, and when you take that to heart, it changes the way you hear everything. Even the smallest sounds are louder than the thud of the stone. Listen to the water being used to baptize. No stone is large enough to stop Jesus from claiming that person as his own, just as he did for you if you were baptized. Listen to the lids being opened for the Lord's Supper. No stone can stop a living Jesus from coming in this meal to give you life and reconciliation and forgiveness. Listen to the pages of a Bible being turned. No stone can stop the voice of our shepherd from reaching our ears. His words always accomplish a purpose that he has in mind for it. Listen to the joyful music today. The psalms, the hymns, the spiritual songs. No stone can stop those who love Jesus from lifting their praises to him. Listen to the prayers. No stone could ever stop Jesus from comforting us in our time of trouble or from celebrating with us in times of great blessing. Listen to the laughter, the conversation, even the tears as we come together on this holy, special day. No stone can stop Jesus from creating community among us right here in this church. Listen to the announcement. Jesus is risen. It's everything. It's the air we breathe. It's the ground on which we take our stand. It's the music that gives joy to life. Now, it sounds like Easter. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, on this morning you remind us of the truth that is above us and beneath us and around us every single day. Your Son is risen from death. What that means for us is that death has lost its stranglehold on us. It cannot threaten us. We are yours forever. And the day is coming when we too will rise to a new physical life, even as the souls of those we love have departed and are with you now. Teach us, Lord, how to live in the joy and the confidence and the poise and the energy of this good news, that Christ is risen from death's prison, and by faith we join him in this forever life. In his powerful name we pray. Amen.